KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump becomes President Trump 2 months from today. He's vowed to implement tariffs on imported goods, and ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says that has some consumers worried about higher costs.
The National Retail Federation says clothes, toys, furniture, household appliances, footwear, and travel goods are at risk. The retail group estimates the price of a $40 toaster oven could go up to $52 with Trump's tariffs.
Trump's transition team disputes the idea, saying the goal is to incentivize more companies to buy products in the U.S. The House Ethics Committee meeting today and could decide whether to release its report on Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz over allegations of sexual misconduct that Gaetz has denied. There's a major shift in the world of media and business. Comcast announced that it will spin off NBC Universal's cable channels, including CNBC and USA Network, into a separate company. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. For the first time this season, snowflakes are in the forecast. We might see a couple flurries today, and tomorrow we'll have rain and more chance for snowflakes. Nothing accumulating. You shouldn't need the big snow boots just yet, but you should have them nearby. It's Winter Weather Awareness Week. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Winter storms are a-brewing. Do you have the supplies ready at home and for on the road?
It's the basics of dressing warmly, but having those extra layers in your vehicle, too, ready to go in case you were to get stranded. It's being smart and reminding young people.
That's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service. Get a winter weather emergency kit ready and in your car today. At home, stock up on additional supplies and have a plan for what to do if you lose power. Do you have extra batteries or other alternative power sources, like a power bank or a generator?
Making sure you know what to do if the furnace doesn't work. Being able to dress warmly in blankets if it happens at night before you can have it serviced the next day, for instance, too.
And remember to check on the elderly, making sure that they're set for winter's wrath as well. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin is getting more than $100 million to help people pay their heating bills. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, helps subsidize people's energy costs. Their top priority is getting to the people who are in danger of immediately losing their heating. The program also offers support if their equipment needs fixing. People have to qualify for this assistance. The program helped 219,000 people across Wisconsin last year. Under state law, utility companies are banned from disconnecting essential services that help provide heat from November 1st to April 15th. If you or someone you know needs help paying their energy bills in the wintertime, just head to energyhelp.us. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls at Fiserv Forum. Both teams looking for a chance for back-to-back wins. On Monday, the Bucks beat the Rockets. The Bulls got past the struggling 76ers. College basketball, number 15th-ranked Marquette with an impressive win in Milwaukee last night over number 6th-ranked Purdue. The Golden Eagles, 76-58 over the Boilermakers. Cam Jones had 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and only the third triple-double in Marquette history. The last player to do so, Dwayne Wade, back in 2003. Baseball, the Brewers' Pat Murphy named the National League Manager of the Year, who talked about the challenge of a club being from Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then, you know, find a way to be successful. It's special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered light snow showers by later this afternoon. It's going to be breezy today with a high of 43. Tonight, scattered snow showers, 29. Tomorrow, a little light rain and snow. It'll be windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better, the Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Hey, John, tomorrow the rock and roll dentist joins us, Chris Kammer.
That's right, and we'll be getting to busted pencils again.
They're going to sharpen those pencils for us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Don't poke your eye out.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
I believe in the principle of a new president being able to choose his team, and that used to not be a controversial notion. We're in a time of very divided government and a very partisan atmosphere in Washington. I wish it were not. I wish the Senate would simply do its job of advice and consent and allow the president to put the persons in his cabinet of his choosing. But if this thing bogs down, it would be a great detriment to the country, to the American people.
So screwed advise and consent?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we technically in our first constitutional crisis yet? Are we soaking in it? Because the election was like 2 weeks ago.
We're getting there.
And he's not even pre-
Okay. We're getting there.
Because did I read this whole
thing? Yes, you read it right.
Okay. How?
We need to talk to Dean about that when he gets
get used to these headlines. And us going, can they do that? Is that leak?
I guess they
can.
Can
we?
Yeah.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
What's it?
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying it's going to be 4 years of not completing a sentence because we'll be on to our next constitutional crisis. How Trump and Speaker Johnson could force the Senate to adjourn to allow recess appointments. Mm-hmm. Well, this is new. Okay, some Capitol Hill Republicans are already starting to deliberate whether Trump has the constitutional pathway to adjourn Congress himself.
Computer says no.
No. Not, I mean, if we're...
Well, if he has help, then...
Right. Help in
Congress. Order to clear any possible resistance to his full cabinet appointments. Trump allies are exploring whether a constitutional clause would enable Mike Johnson to work with Trump to shut down Congress, even if the Senate objects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chip Roy, which is a guy and also a putt-putt outside Lubbock, said, I think, it's a combination Rob Roy restaurant and putt-putt, pardon me. He said, I think he should be allowed to have people confirm they're going to help him pass his agenda. I also believe we have to be careful of breaking norms because we saw Nancy Pelosi do that. No.
Did she do that?
Nancy Pelosi never did anything close to this.
Did he give specifics on how to break norms?
Okay. No. They just throw out Pelosi.
What?
Okay. I love this. Does this sum up the entire cowardice of the Republican Party? One Republican lawmaker told Fox News digitally when granted anonymity, the speaker should not do that. And my hope is the Senate president will have the more of a backbone. In the Trump era. The backbone. That's funny. Okay, if you wanted recess appointments, nominating Matt Gaetz was the worst thing he possibly could have done. When you throw him in there, it's just you just kill it easily because you just scared the crap out of, I don't know, possibly 30 or 40 Republican senators. I don't know if it's going to matter. Marjorie Taylor Greene said, yes, we're going to get the appointments done, even if Republicans don't fully comply. They need to sit down and get out of the way because it's not going to be tolerated. Oh, dissent will not be tolerated.
Not at all.
Anymore. No dissent, no advice, no consent. Will not be tolerated anymore.
Will not be tolerated.
And the beatings will continue until morale improves.
That's your motto around here.
Yes. Well, it seems to have worked so far. Okay. Wow. That was a little jarring. Okay. Oh, I have another guest quote for you.
Oh, okay.
I expect chaos and a series of constitutionally questionable actions exponentially worse than what we saw on day one last time. It's already started. Who said that?
Kermit the Frog.
No, Tara Settmeyer. Sorry, no, wrong. Tara Settmeyer, Republican, former Republican strategist. Who said the Trump administration is going to plunge America into a cross between the Hunger Games and the Celebrity Apprentice, unfortunately at great expense to the future of our democracy and the humanity of millions of Americans who will suffer at the hands of this gallery of degenerates, the American electorate, around, and now they're going to find out. Who said that?
Dr. Teeth.
No, that was the aforementioned Tara Settmeyer.
Oh, okay. She's reading from the same page.
I got it wrong.
Oh, this you're good at it, though.
This is Dan from Binghamton. This is a pitch, you know, because we're all looking at our options. This, I smell Hulu on this. It's, you know, me and my my right-wing guy. What's his name?
Tom.
Tom, the
your
guy
boyfriend.
That calls me a bulimic ditch lip
curry.
He's
your every boyfriend.
On Twitter. Yeah, he is my boyfriend. Dan, subject line, the ditch licker and the incel, a love story. Smells like Hulu to me.
That, you know.
Maybe Netflix, I don't know.
That has moonlighting energy written all over it.
Yeah, doesn't it?
It's like, it's a will
yeah,
and won't they.
I love me some rom-coms, as you know. Dear Steph, Tom the incel, who lives in his parents' basement and is obsessed with ditch licker Stephanie Miller. He wants to date and kiss and marry you. Get in line, Tom. If he was in school with you, he'd be knocking the books out of your hands. Maybe Tom should try out Tea Party Harmony. Oh, that's right. Maybe that's for... I don't know if that's still in business. Oh, boy. I gotta go. You know what? I kind of miss them. I gotta go check
finding
the Twitter.
Finding true right-wing love is a challenge. So that's why I created Tea Party Harmony. We're the only site that has the patented 19 dimensions of douchebaggery, where you're certain to find someone just as greedy, xenophobic, and narrow-minded as you.
When I met Sam for our first date at the firing range, it was just boom.
We both know that Obama was born in Hawaii.
But that's not really America.
I don't like taxes.
I'm afraid of brown people.
There's no such thing as nuance at Tea Party Harmony. Don't tread on me.
But I found out he kind of likes that.
Find that one person who's going to love you passionately for the gun-toting Tea Party nut you really are. It all starts with your sociopathic personality profile. Right now, review your compatible wing nuts for free at teapartyharmony.com.
Yay! Okay. Thank you. Kevin in Wisconsin. Yeah, Steph, don't we live in interesting times?
That's one way to put it.
What's that?
I don't know if that's...
What's that curse? May you live in interesting times?
Yes. Whoever said that is an idiot.
Is that Confucius?
Now look what you've done. Thanks, as always, for everything you do. We've never needed you more. Still praying you get the chance to dunk on that mother... thank you. The way he so richly deserves. Nobody throws down a windmill 360 dunk on these punks like you do when the moment is just right. Not only do I have nowhere else to go, I have no other way to be but to marinate in this stuff. My father was a poli-sci professor. My mom has been keeping Eau Claire County in Wisconsin blue as a county party chair for 2 decades. Thank you, Kevin in Wisconsin. We are in this fight with you. Welcome all the new Morning Joe viewers. Hello. You have a home here. We do not kowtow. We do not bow. Thank you. Wajahat Ali, who I love, talking again about the disinformation problem, said, until this problem is fixed, America is broken. You can't save a country where people are misinformed, confused, lost, deliberately incited to rage. Russia and our enemies won the information war without firing a bullet. We will talk to Malcolm Nance about that tomorrow, but boy, howdy. Oh, one less love tweet. Hang on. Welcome to Stupid America tweet. Stephanie's on fire today. I like this side of her. I don't like the weepy side. We need fight and ire, not tears. Well, depends on when you tune in. You'll get some crying.
You'll get both.
You'll get some yelling. You'll get
both sides of the same coin.
Exactly. Okay, Rick the truck driver. Hi, Rick. Do it. Rick, do it. Blow your horn. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, just when I need a... Hang on. Hi, Rick. Hello. Oh, damn. All right. I was so desperately in need just then. Of a truck horn. Oh, well. All right. Blah, blah, blah. Andrew tweets, this is why, despite having only 5% of the world's population, the United States suffered nearly 25% of the world's deaths from COVID. Trump wasted a critical 75-day window to get ahead on testing and tracing. How in the ever-loving name of... could anyone ever forget this? Yes, thank you. Right? Memory hole. Disinformation. I don't know what to tell you. I meant to talk to Bob about... Malcolm Nance is staying on Twitter, and he is a Mel Gibson and Braveheart. He's telling us all to hold. Mm-hmm. I am also on Blue Sky and on Threads because I have no life of any kind.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's interesting. Party ID among those who regularly use Twitter. I'm not calling it the other thing. In 2022, it was 65% Democratic, 31% GOP. Now it's split evenly, 48-47%. And that's what I was saying, is I don't want to stay in just a liberal bubble. And also, my boyfriend, Tom.
Well, you miss him.
Yeah, is there, who calls me the bulimic ditch licker.
Because you need content.
He lost my boyfriend!
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, so I got, and JoJo from Jurors is still there, so I'm not ceding any space, so we will just continue that conversation. We'll see where Malcolm's at with it tomorrow. Brian Tyler Cohen, though, our dear friend, he's coming on in next week. Mm-hmm. He said, when I say that the right is dominating the left on almost all platforms, this is what I mean. I hope Democratic officials take this into account every day. If you want an ecosystem that will advocate for you, then you need to help build it. Give interviews to creators, break news with creators. A left-wing ecosystem doesn't just happen. You have to facilitate it. The right wing has spent years doing it. They only give interviews and news to right-wing outlets. The left doesn't even come close to doing that. We will not win as long as this media asymmetry exists. And he was referring to an article about influencers leaning right and blah, blah, blah. I'm saying it's a cyclical problem. He has a great podcast, by the way. Support him. And Glenn
Kirshner. And he'll be on in 2 weeks, not next week.
Sorry. Okay. I don't know how to read the calendar. I just figured out. You just showed me how to use Blue Sky yesterday. I couldn't see how you do it.
It's not like Twitter.
I don't know. I don't know how to see.
It looks the most like Twitter.
It does.
Okay. Joe from Jurors tweets, so let me see if I have this right. Marge Greene is threatening to reveal the secret sexual payoffs for her Republican colleagues have made if they release the findings of an ethic investigation into whether or not Trump's AG pick Matt Gaetz raped minors. So this is where we are now? Yes. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. Get them, Marge. Get them. Get them, get them, get them. Big bag of rats, all equally awful. Don't care who wins. Okay. And finally, Kat tweets, I unpacked our nativity scene yesterday, removed all the Jews, Arabs, and foreigners, ended up with just a jackass and a handful of sheep. That's funny. I haven't taken mine out yet. Or as my ex used to call it, my little doll show.
Your little doll show.
I'd moved so many times for radio that I had filled it in with troll dolls and Cabbage Patch dolls. It wasn't really the original. I replaced at least two of the wise men.
I got a couple of new ornaments at Disneyland when I was there last week, and I've set them out, but I haven't put my tree up yet. So
is it an ornament of a roller coaster?
No, one of them is an ornament of the Incredible Hulk with a Santa hat, and the other
perfect
one is
for you.
Yeah, the other one is Mickey in a train.
Yeah, I don't put up a tree with two cats.
Oh,
no, Boots doesn't.
At least you have someone to take.
Boots never did, but these two, oh boy.
All right. Our friend Allison Gill wrote, wondering if a good way to preserve all the evidence Jack Smith has is to hand it off to state prosecutors, even if the cases can't be revived, at least the evidence will be preserved, just a thought. We'll talk to Glenn Kirshner Friday. I saw him on yesterday because they're trying to figure out what to do with this New York case. It's just so depressing.
It is.
So Alvin Bragg, right? Mm-hmm. So they asked, I think they're trying to stop it from being dismissed. It basically would freeze it in amber until he's done
presidenting.
Here's the other good news. You know he's going to commit a lot more crimes, so there will be fresh crimes to prosecute. But yeah, it would be not dismissing it, but would it be withholding sentencing? But I saw Glenn on TV. We'll ask him more about all the
Dean
ins and
later.
Outs.
We can ask Dino Bedalla later.
Yeah. Oh, we can. Dean is a lawyer and also a Muslim.
In about 10 minutes, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, maybe I should break now. 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Don't tell my family I'm going to get this stuff from Cozy Earth. Everybody loves Cozy Earth. It's the holidays, I'm telling you. I'm wrapping my family in the ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set. The ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. Bamboo, the Cozy Earth Bamboo Women's Pajama Set and the Men's Pajama Set, they are so stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Temperature-regulating fabrics to keep you cool and cozy, and a 10-year warranty. So get these gifts, you're covered for the next several holidays. Just saying. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. Go now. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. You hoid me. 40% off.
Whoa.
How amazing is that? CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, don't forget to say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Ass bitch.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Attention! If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Lori, I'm on it. I am on it. I am queen freak out. By the way, if you're not freaking out, you're not freaking out enough. You're doing something wrong if you're not freaking out. I'm just telling you. Attorney General Rapey McForehead. Think about it. Okay, so there has been, I guess, a hack. A hacker reportedly gained access to the file containing damaging testimony against Matt Gaetz. It apparently was a secure link among lawyers whose clients testified against Gaetz. The file is said to include sworn testimony by the woman who said she had sex with Gaetz when she was 17, in addition to testimony by a second woman who said she had witnessed them having sex. The material does not appear to have been made public yet by the hacker. I don't know if this came from that, but so the reporting is he paid more than $10,000 to these two women who later testified against him. They were Venmoed and reportedly labeled with such notes as gift, car deductible, and refreshments. Other notes show comments such as being awesome and extra for you.
Nice.
Okay, were there emoticons?
Or probably.
Like that little one with the tongue out and the one eye.
Yeah.
Or the like devil horns. Here's some.
Smiling devil.
He'd be the top law enforcement officer, Chris, you see in the country. Mm-hmm. Would be the.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Trey Gowdy, when you've lost Trey Gowdy, he says, calls Matt Gaetz an absurd pick. He said, I don't know how you felt about the documents case in Florida or Jack Smith. In January 6th, but when you look at all of them and think there's a possibility they can now all be dissolved 0-4, said Bill Hemmer to him, you are a man of the law. That's your profession. What do you think of how this went? Gowdy said, do not use the justice system as a weapon. Oh, I bet Trump and Rapey will get right on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The message for Republicans is don't do it on the other side either, because both sides do it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Joe Biden, as you remember, weaponized the Justice Department against his own son, as mm-hmm. you recall how that went.
Uh-huh.
And with this absurd AG pick you just made, justice is different. Voters rejected it in November and will reject it if Republicans try to do it. Some things rise above the din. The justice system is one of those things. I am hearing an awful lot of people saying, I didn't vote for this or I didn't think this. Mm-hmm. I didn't think the leopard would eat my face.
Well, the leopard was there.
Our friend Frank Flaguzzi, former FBI, argues that Joe Biden should order background checks and investigations of Trump's cabinet picks. That is interesting.
I agree. He should.
He said whether you're Republican, Democrat, or independent, regardless of whether you're energized or enraged by Trump's controversial picks, you should be concerned about the possibility of a vetting process that's really no process at all. Once again, what did we say yesterday? Private background checks,
mm-hmm.
so a company they pay
to
say, this guy's cool. Yeah, Biden should neither be ashamed nor afraid to thoroughly investigate Trump's pick, given the signs that Trump may not. Through executive order, he should mandate that the FBI conduct background investigation on Trump's picks and instruct the FBI to begin the process now. The U.S. Senate should use this power to request the same of the FBI. The clock is ticking. I think that's good advice.
I think it's a great idea.
I'm for any and all of the above before.
Well, I mean, Joe Biden is immune.
In Dark Brandon period.
He can do anything.
Can Dark Brandon get darker, please, during these last.
Like more lasers coming out of his eyes?
Yes. Okay, let's get back to carry the 4 divided by. Okay. Don in Napomo. Am I saying that right? Hi, Don.
You are. Good. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
First of all, thanks for sexy liberal LA. I know it's a little bit.
A thousand years
past,
ago.
But,
2 weeks ago when we were 50 years younger.
Wasn't it just joyous and wonderful? And
I'm posting pictures now finally from all of my socials. You know, if you want to, seriously, it will inspire you and make you laugh. Go to sexyliberal.com. You can still get the pay-per-view. Because you know what? That same spirit is going to carry us forward, you know, in this next.
It is.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, like and kind, you know, like-minded people. And you know, it's just like we've both been you know, on the roller coaster of dealing with all this. And I noticed a couple of days ago you said that ratings for MSNBC were down.
Yeah.
And I personally quit watching them. So my question was for Chris, how do the powers that be know that we've switched from one to another? For instance, I watch you guys sometimes on free speech, sometimes on live stream.
Yeah.
How does the powers that be know that?
Keep doing that. We don't have technical ratings on Free Speech TV or SiriusXM.
Right.
We have other ways of quantitating.
Right.
But yes, 11 billion Morning Joe viewers are now with us. So thank you.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The recall of Babcock Dairy ice cream has expanded. Leaders say there were some containers labeled chocolate peanut butter that were actually filled with orange custard chocolate chip by accident. There's nothing wrong with the ice cream itself, but because it's in the wrong container, it doesn't have the proper allergy labels. So people with allergies to eggs could look at the label, not see it there as an allergen, eat it, and have a serious reaction. These containers were sold at the Babcock Dairy store, Metcalf's, Ken's Meats and Deli, and Capital Center Market. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin grocery chain has to pay $1 million for shorting customers on their products, and you may have bought some of their things right here in Madison. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection does routine checks of what's available in stores. Well, last December and this January, they were checking out Roundy's supermarket locations. That's the parent company of Metro Market and Pick and Save. And they found 1,200 products whose labels were, quote, unreasonably inaccurate. Officials say produce, baked goods, fish fillets, and pre-made meals were way overpriced for their weight, meaning if you bought one of those things, you got less than you actually paid for. On average, people were overcharged by $1.44 per item. Those inspections were at Metro Market and Pick and Save locations all over Wisconsin, including Madison and Monroe. That $1 million in settlement money goes to the state of Wisconsin. And we're really talking groceries in this newscast. The south side of the city is getting a new grocery store after years of planning and negotiation. And this area, South Park Street, really needs one. The Pick and Save over there closed 8 years ago, and nothing has really moved into that general area to serve the people there. Moore's Urban Market signed a 15-year lease with the city, and officials are celebrating. They know how important this is to the neighborhood. The store will be on the ground floor of the Park Cedar Apartments. It's expected to open next year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered light snow showers by later this afternoon. It's going to be breezy today with a high of 43. Tonight, scattered snow showers, 29. Tomorrow, a little light rain and snow. It'll be windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber.
The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
It's the Fats Campaign.
Going to be at light speed, Sean. The moment that President Trump puts his hand on that Bible and takes the oath of office, as he has said, the occupation ends, Liberation Day begins. He will immediately sign executive orders, sealing the border shut, beginning the largest deportation operation in American history.
The soothing tones of Baby Goebbels. Stephen Miller. Okay. Sorry. God, does he creep me out. Yeah, I was looking for something for Dean. Hang on. All right, I got it. Here we go. Guess who's here? It's our good friend. Our good.
He's around here somewhere.
All right. Hang on. Hold on, Dean. You're not here yet. All right.
Okay, here we go.
He has written a fantastic piece we link to.
Here he comes. Yes, it's Dean.
All right.
O'Badala. Yes, it's Dean O'Badala. Dean O'Badala.
Hi, Dean.
Hello.
Now we're ready.
Is that Stephen Miller?
Yes.
Is that Stephen Miller you just played?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm glad he's finally against occupation. Maybe that'll help my family out in the West Bank.
Hey.
That's kind of nice. Republicans actually coming out against occupation. I
can
feel pretty good about this. My whole view of Trump has changed. This guy's great.
Can I just say, Dean, I gave you a shout out the other day, like these heartbreaking headlines, you know, like Muslims in Michigan are like, oh, we got played by Trump, or I didn't know. Wait, what? I was like, I gave you a shout out and said, you know, Dean, who is part Palestinian, you could not have been more, you know, full-throated on the need to support Kamala Harris and what a disaster Trump would be for Palestinians. And here we are in record-breaking, you know, heartbreaking time, right? Mike Huckabee, ambassador to Israel, who doesn't even believe Palestinians exist.
I'm not even here. I don't know who you're talking to right now.
I don't even see anybody. I don't.
I'm an apparition. I just came out of a Shakespearean play. Oh. So, look, it's true. Look, but our community is diverse. There were Muslims, according to some post-election polls, you know, it looks like Vice President Harris maybe got 20 or 30% in the Arab community there in some of the big towns. And then Trump got a little more and Stein got some. Oh. But at the end of the day, the essence of it was about 20,000 votes switched in the Arab Muslim community to Trump from Biden. It's still Vice President Harris lost the state by 80,000. You know, I wish we were more powerful of a community that actually could have made a huge difference.
Yeah.
We didn't, but it still is a lot of pain in my community right now.
And
but going forward, Trump's awful.
Jody and I were saying white women. How do you, women that voted, you know, for, you know, reproductive rights and, you know, also for the guy that took away their reproductive rights, the rapist. We were talking about Latinos that have already, you know, been interviewed going, oh, well, he's not going to deport our family, is he? Because, you know, Latinos that have undocumented family here are saying, like, they voted for him because what? Oh, they don't mean us. I mean, the disinformation, Dean, that's why, like, what you do and John Fugel saying and hopefully all of us is so important because
I thought you said I do disinformation. I do it with a capital D.
No.
Disinformation,
no.
It rhymes with Dean, stands with D, or P or something like that. I'm not sure. It's music, man. I'm on the road.
No, I just, listen, I am so happy to be in this fight with you. And link to your piece, Joe Scarborough just surrendered to Trump, but we never, ever will. Thank you for being in this fight with me. I was all over on Twitter. You were just like you said, we are less than 3 weeks after the election that Scarborough told us pitted fascism versus democracy, yet he has surrendered to Trump. This is the type of capitulation others engaged in, thinking it would keep the fascists from coming for them. And then, you know, you just did the headline. You said he was Hitler. John Stewart mocks Mika Brzezinski, asking why they shouldn't meet with Trump. You said, given morning Joe and Mika now sucking up to Trump, I wanted to reshare my clip. I saw it. You were fantastic when you were on Joy Reid. And you said,
Friday. That was before the thing on Monday.
Yes.
That
you said, we will never surrender to Trump. We will take the fight to him. We will not meet him halfway on his fascism. We know who he is. More importantly, we know who we are. That's the important thing. It didn't change who we are, what happened with the election results, right?
Right. That's the thing. I mean, look, I was on Joy's show Friday. And she asked me, what are your listeners saying? I said, the listeners saying, they want Democrats to be fighters.
Thank you.
They don't want any talk of compromise. And I said, I line up perfectly with my listeners. We're taking the fight to Trump. We're not meeting him halfway. There's no benefit of the doubt. There's no, let's see. Oh, maybe he's going to change. He's not. We know who he is. We know who we are. And that's the important part. We're not going to compromise our values to this guy. That's why what Mika and Joe did, especially Joe, I thought it was The Onion. That's why I wrote my article. I actually thought, I was off on Monday from work. I took a day off to relax. And I saw it. I'm like, this is not real. I'm like, it's real. So my whole day, I still wrote that article. I'm like, I have to write about this. The idea of telling us this election pits fascism versus democracy.
Yeah.
He literally, a week before election day, mocked those who said he was being over the top, saying, mocking them, going, you know, you're going to say in 3 months, Joe, you were right. We should have listened. Here we are 3 weeks later. He flies to Mar-a-Lago, kisses the ring, and says he's doing it like Neville Chamberlain in a way. You know, peace for our time. I'm doing it to share insights. No, you're doing this for your own agenda, wherever that might be. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Folks. And in record time, Trump sends a tweet mocking them. Nikki Haley, Fox News, mocking them for their how pathetic they are. And for the life of me, business-wise, Dean, I don't see how they thought this was going to help them get their liberal audience back, or this is what liberals want. I mean, no. Yeah.
They know, I saw ratings already from the first night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the overnight ratings from Monday to Tuesday dropped 35% in the key demographic, and we'll find out more. The fallout from listeners, and you saw it on social media, I'm sure your listeners as well. It's not like they were people who didn't take a position on the election. They were some of the loudest critics of Donald Trump. So the question is, were you just BSing us? Were you just telling us that because you thought it fed the audience?
Yeah, they have no credibility now.
Well, I don't need them anymore. I'm going to go now be pro-Trump. No one can believe them. The right can't believe them. The left can't believe them. They should resign. They should not. I'm not saying cancel them. I'm like, you have no credibility. You should just leave and go do a podcast and go do something else because this is ridiculous.
There is a show that has experience in that time slot that could replace them.
They made an egregious error when not choosing the Stephanie Miller show 11 billion years ago.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
You had mentioned some points, though, pointing out the hypocrisy, Dean, that I'd forgotten about. Joe showed this is a week before the election. He showed the headline, Trump calls for Cheney's execution. The host then mocked those who didn't believe his warnings that Trump was a fascist, saying they'd go, oh, Joe, so condescending. 3 months later, oh, we should have listened to you, Joe. I mean, how do you... On and on, right? You said it's one thing to say we want to reach certain people who voted for Trump, especially younger people, those who voted for Democratic presidential candidates in the past, to understand why they supported Trump in 24. But heading to Trump's crime lair to meet with a convicted felon, educated rapist, and man who attempted a coup is indefensible. You don't need to go kiss the ring to report on somebody.
Right.
No, and to be very fair, if Trump were to contact them and say, I'm going to come to 30 Rock, you can ask me any questions you want. I'm president-elect. That would be a different scenario. That's not what it was. They said they reached out to him. They went there. And now the reporting is it's because they were worried about their personal
scared.
Safety.
Welcome to the club. That's how we begin. Right. What is it? You either hang together or you hang separately. That's why we all have to. Right.
And it's not that didn't make it better. That made it worse. That means you intentionally abandon us instead of standing what's in the fight. The history of fascism is if you can either submit or fight. Those who submit, it doesn't turn out well for you. Especially people who were the enemy, perceived like the enemy, like Joe and Mika, they're going to come for them on the right. There's no doubt. If Matt Gaetz gets confirmed, God forbid, or anyone else, a Republican like Matt Gaetz, who's going to use DOJ to prosecute them.
And it's not going to save you. It just makes you look weak and pathetic. You think Trump's going to spare you? He's just going to mock you like he already did. You know, I mean, and you said it's the final nail in the coffin of cable news having any credibility. And you said the demise of cable news and corporate media in general has been building. And, you know, you just were talking about, I mean, how you should start like a psychic network because you were on Joy Reid, as you were saying, before this happened.
Fighting. We're going to stand and fight. And then they're like, nope, we're going to go to Mar-a-Lago. I'm like, that's a different take. I wasn't approaching that idea. Listeners last night, I'm not going to Mar-a-Lago because Trump's ring. We'll go to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it doesn't get to that, Stephanie, but sincerely, all of us are activists. We stand with these communities that are our fellow vulnerable communities. And if that meant we had to go to jail to defend them, so be it. I don't think we get that, but I think I'm on list three. Like, you're gone first. If they take Stephanie, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I don't know where Muslims or lesbians are. You know, but I'm just hoping all the comedians were in the one, because we'll just make each other laugh. I want to be in the camp with the other comedians.
You think we'll have Wi-Fi? That's all I care about.
By the way, either you complete me or you listen to me, but you quoted... As I did yesterday, we shall fight them on the beaches, we shall fight them on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the street, we shall fight in the hills, we shall never, ever surrender. Thank you. Winston Churchill.
Churchill. I like it very much. Hey, you have to fight all the time.
And you said, we too shall never surrender. This must be our creed and promise for the next 4 years as we take the fight to Trump. Thank you. I mean, I was saying... I gave him the chance the next day, and his reaction was even more smug and condescending. Oh, it's just all my friends have been calling and saying it's great. That, you know, it's just a few social media cranks. That's not the real world. It's like, well, take a look at your ratings immediately and go, it's not just a few cranks on social media, right?
Right. The idea that we're not the real world because we're on social media, and that's how we instantaneously respond to things, is outrageous. And I found it so dismissive and elitist. and arrogant. And it reminds you, he was a Republican member of Congress. He comes from a different world. That's why I think, Stephanie, so much going forward, the leaders of the movement going forward can't be the former Republican, never Trumpers. Where they can do their thing. They're great. On the Democratic side, we have to start talking policy. And we are progressive. So it can't just be resist Trump. That's important. But also economic populism. A policy that help our fellow Americans. And it's going to be, in a way, class warfare, like Tom Hartman's talked about.
Yeah. And
you've got to take the fight to them.
And that's why, again, all of you progressive warriors on this, you know, SiriusXM Progress Channel and Free Speech TV, all of our friends, because this is what we're up against. 25 focus groups and $45 million. Advisors to Elon Musk pitted people against each other to cause a rift in the Democratic Party and depress turnout for Kamala Harris. This was 2016 2.0. Mm-hmm. Right. They found Muslims were bombarded by ads promoting Harris's backing of Israel, while Jewish voters were told she was supportive of Palestine. Left wingers were told she's abandoned the progressive dream, while more conservative voters heard of her liberal agenda. I mean, Alan Lichtman was right. You know, it's disinformation was the key thing that threw off any other, you know, political, prognostication that you could have. Right.
Certainly. And then what Elon Musk did was all legal. He invested. He didn't donate. He invested over $100-something million.
Yeah.
We'll find out the details to make more money, to have more power. So he runs ads with focus groups, pitting groups against each other. All of this is legal. And there's something deeply wrong about billionaires running our nation and the oligarch class rising up that's happening now. And Elon Musk is going to set policy because Trump doesn't care about any policy. He's going to let the billionaires. He has a billionaires in his cabinet right now. His transition team's headed by two billionaires. This is the coming oligarchy right in front of us. And that's what we have to fight, to take the power from the billionaires, give it back to the people. And that's going to take Democrats who are fighters.
Because
we're not going to be like, let's just work together.
Alan Lichtman,
to them.
Yeah, keys are based on the actual economy, not people's disinformation about the economy, which is what they voted on. You know, if we had lost because the economy was actually bad, you know, and again, corporate greed is the entire reason for prices, period. Kamala Harris talked about that. Donald Trump didn't.
Donald Trump and MAGA have zero policy ideas to reduce inflation. But they do have ideas to increase inflation. Just yesterday, Walmart, they reported earnings, and Target today, and both said Trump's tariffs, if enacted, 20% on all foreign goods and 60% of those from China, will cause higher consumer prices because they can't absorb that. They have to pass it along to us.
Of course.
It's inflation. It's a built-in inflation.
Yep. All right, Dean, when we come back, I was saying, you know how many smart people have started conversations with me privately since the election with, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but smart people I respect, like you and Tom Hartman and Jen Kirkman and John Pavlovitz, have questions about particularly the swing states. I want to talk about that because you've been talking and tweeting about it when we come back. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie did take one of the little doopy things from the yard, the little tiny avocados again.
Oh,
I had to pry it out of her little rubber gorilla lips again. Why? Because then she gets a rumbly tumbly and she can't eat. And she loves that Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, so I think she's learned her lesson now. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is superfoods, and you know how you need, like, delivery systems for kids?
Sure.
You know, like cheese on broccoli and stuff?
Yeah.
This is, like, it is so good for them, but it already tastes delicious. It's like the sprinkles are already, like, inside it, like an ice cream cone with sprinkles embedded. Okay, I it could be possible I spend too much time alone with my dogs. However, we have long conversations about this.
Really?
Mommy eats superfoods, and that's what I feed the babies.
Talk back, do they?
Mm-hmm. Bonnie does. She's very talking. She's saying, okay. It's the best dog food in the world, period. Raw, freeze-dried. That means it's shelf-stable. It's pantry-safe. Save up to 54% off right now. And a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller. 2511-511. Text fees may apply.
I'm going to be so mad when my mood elevators wear off.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think it is, to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette.
You actually used a cassette to kick the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
Weekday morning 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. It is the OG sexy liberal company. They've been a progressive phone company. Jody's been using them for 20 years, right? You feel like you're teeny tiny and you can't make a difference in the world.
Teeny
like a who in, like a who in Whoville. A little woke who. We're little woke who's. You can make a difference. Credo Mobile, right? They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. People are going to need our help more than ever now. Places like Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, you name it. Right now, they... Pardon me. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network. Great deals on phones, competitive plans. You even bring your current phone, your current number. Bam, so easy. Come on over. You can make a difference. Go to CredoMobile.com for Stephanie Miller listeners. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. Dino Badala's here. Okay, I have so much to get to. So I mentioned how many people have said to me, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, bust, but first of all, I don't give a... what the right wing. They've been whining and crying about a stolen election for 4 years and literally on the Capitol. So if we have some questions, you, first of all, right wing. Kevin wrote, I'm with Sue in Rockville at this point. I do think Elon Musk used Starlink to meddle in all the swing states. I'm going to let you address that and what you found. Alan said, Steph, please at least acknowledge that there should be investigation of anomalies in election results in swing states. I know it sounds like Republicans last time, but it's not the same. Here we have some data which isn't proof but calls for further investigation, i.e. recounts. In the swing states, the number of ballots voting for Trump only, no down ballot races, was way, way above normal. And all those votes were for Trump. Normal is far less than 1% in the swing states, and only in the swing states it was high as 11%. The only way to figure out whether those were legitimate votes, which seems highly unlikely, is to do a hand recount. The only person with standing to get that done is Kamala Harris. There were 600,000 president-only votes across seven swing states, or there were not. Let's find out. I've seen you tweeting about it. So where are you on this and why? Can you tell us?
The whole election was rigged. It's stolen.
Oh, my God. I knew it. All right, go ahead.
Who wants to go for a wild time at the Capitol? I'm going to be there. I'm going January 4th, though. I'm not going the 6th. I'm
just to throw him off.
The 6th. I'm cheap. So I'll go January 4th. No one will be there.
Dean's there all by himself on the 4th.
50%. That's it. So, look, it's not rigged. If there are questions. That's what I wrote an article like a week and a half ago for Substack about, we're not election deniers. We're asking questions in good faith. The convicted felon Donald Trump cheat in the 2024 election, considering he's convicted of cheating in the 2016 election and charged with felonies for attempting to cheat in the 2020 election.
He's a lifelong cheater.
He's a felon.
He's a lifelong cheater and liar, so you can understand where people are like, it's, you know, between Elon Musk and Putin and Netanyahu and all the people that had it, and Trump primarily in staying out of prison. I do understand why people have questions. You know, you know what? If a hand recount in even one swing state makes people feel better, I'm for that, right?
I agree. And when I wrote my article for Substack and talked about it on my show, I recommended Homeland Security, Biden's, have a press conference and have one every 4 years after a presidential election to discuss what they found and what they didn't find, to make sure they can say there's no evidence at all that any voting machines were connected to the internet, because they shouldn't be connected to the internet. And you would trust it. It's Biden. You want to hear that. With recounts, look, the window is really closed for any request for a recount by the candidate. I was just looking earlier today on various states. And you have to pay for it. She's in debt. And they're not close enough to trigger an automatic recount in any of the states. Wisconsin was the closest, and that was 20,000 vote loss. So, look, that window is kind of closed, but people's concerns are not closed. There was just a poll in The Economist. Only 50-plus percent of Democrats, like 53%, think the election was without any questions and fully legitimate. That's frightening, because if we give up on believing in elections, democracy ends, because the right already has given up on it. So for me, I come from a place of, I want my fellow Democrats to believe in it. And if that means having some recounts and having DHS address it on national TV with reporters asking questions, then do that. And the Biden team should do that. They should do that now. They can have DHS do a press conference, Secretary Mayorkas answer questions, and that would go a long way. It won't satisfy everyone, but it would go a long way.
All they're screaming about it being rigged all the way right up to the election, and then also Trump saying you won't have to vote again. I understand why a lot of people just have suspicions, you know. So, Dean, we're out of time again. I love you so much.
Love you, too. Love you, guys.
Lisa and the Dean, support him here on SiriusXM Progress. We love you. Carlos has rocking. Next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Overture Center in Madison, Tim Sowers, who talks about upcoming shows. And Wisconsin-based filmmaker Jared Crooks joins me. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.